Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ruben. You got good news for me?
Oh, did you get my email or no?
I did get your email. You said you're going to call me.
Yeah, I did left you a message. Did you not receive it?
No. What the? So they got, did they get approved or no?
Yeah, I spoke to someone at your office. I asked for a callback.
Oh. Oh, okay. And what about the amount? Like, I think they got like, I'm gonna go meet with them like probably in an hour.
Oh, did you speak to them recently?
Yeah, I did. I talked.
Okay. I just left a message for Roshni actually. So that's my point of contact. Here's the next step. Do you have a pen?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
Perfect. I need a final invoice.
Okay.
Just, I need to know the amount we're financing. I submitted their file for $87,000, but I could probably, if it goes up higher with taxes, like 100, I could probably go up to 100 or 110 should you really need it, okay?
I think it's probably going to be about 100. I think we're at like right around 90 right now, and then we are starting another invoice for all the other stuff, so it might get up to 100.
Cool. I need you to send me that invoice. I'll just send it in and try to get it cleared. The company name, the bill to and ship to, should be Admiral Hotel Group LLC.
Admiral Hotel. Can you email me that information? You saw me writing it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to send you an email with it. Additionally, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to send you over what's called a vendor profile. So not trying to kind of scare you. So when, unlike time payment, we automatically look at a vendor's business credit without having them fill out a lot of information. And we take a look at your business credit. We typically do 100% up front if there's a lot of business credit. Now this is when we release the deposit on the customer. When we took a look at your business credit, there's just not a lot of information there. So we automatically approved it, and I don't want this, this is between you and me, it doesn't have anything to do with the customer, but we automatically approved it for 50% pre-funding. I want to get you qualified on this first time out for 100% pre-funding. So I'm going to send you what's called a vendor profile. It's probably something you looked at, you filled one of these out for time payment, it looks very, very similar. I just have a question for you. You're the owner of the business, correct?
I am.
Correct. How long have you been in business?
About 3 years.
Cool. Do you have any credit issues I should be aware of? Any tax liens, bankruptcies, anything of that nature?
No.
Perfect. All right, you pay your bills?
Yeah.
Cool. You'd be surprised. I work with some vendors that don't pay anything. So I'm going to send you this over. You can speak to Roshni and get me that quote, and we can get this rolling.
Yeah, all right, appreciate it. I think I have about like 30% of their equipment on order, and I think we can have like maybe about probably about a good majority of the equipment delivered. Does the funding is there contingent upon delivery or is just
no? What I'm trying to do is get you paid everything up front.
Okay, yeah, that would be awesome, and then I'll just work with the customer and we'll go from there. Okay.
And your customer is, you're working with Roshni, or who are you working with?
No, I'm working with the actual owner. His name is Nikki. Roshni's the niece, and then there's like a son-in-law, and then there's Roshni.
A million different people, right?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of them over there. I talk to them every day. Like about he calls me every day. So I don't think there will be any issue. I'm gonna do a final walkthrough with them today, and then I'll send you the complete invoice by tomorrow morning. Okay.
Perfect. All right. I will look forward to getting this wrapped up. And I said, if you go higher, I don't think that's gonna be an issue.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Ruben. Appreciate the help.
Thank you, brother. You got it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.